The portal is near your village. You know there are other portals, and they all have their own rituals, their own keepers, their own ways of being sealed and appeased. The enchantment on this one is particularly brutal, but the village near the portal is a place of sacred trust. The rest of the world can be calm and peaceful, precisely because places like this village exist and safeguard the gateways, keeping the demons at bay. And the ritual is so very simple. It never fails, or at least it hasn't yet. Maybe once. Your village never lets it fail now. A young person, the strongest person in the village, must spend the night in the portal cave before the stone gateway. And in the morning, they will be gone. The elder has led you there. He prepared you as best he could. You think back to every event before this. The strongest fighter in the village, usually. Someone skilled in hunting, setting traps, thinking well, or at least well enough for combat. The village goes through reforms when it comes to deciding who to send. Sometimes there are ceremonies. Sometimes hunting groups of young braves who test themselves, and the winner is honored and mourned at once. The winner is typically a virgin, but the village moves with the times, and this is not a formal requirement. The portal chamber is set away from the village. No one would want to live near it. You hear whispers from it. You know that on the other side of the portal are creatures who, if they were freed, would ravage this world to nothingness. And so you walk into the portal cave, unafraid, armed and armored, with protective charms, weaponry, tools, traps. You are ready. Inside a vast disk of stone, there's a ring of symbols and a mirrored disk on the wall. When you walk into the cave, you hear the whispering immediately. Once a year on a night like tonight, someone comes in here, sits, prepared, and vanishes. No one knows where they go, but they know the demons are contained. The thought is they're on the other side of that whispering disk, and you can see a faint light within it. On the other side, the champions from before banded together, ideally, fighting the creatures together, or at least granted a swift end. You know what happened once, when one of the creatures, a small one, got through, how much work it took to subdue it, and how much it might have done if it had remained free. You sit there proud, folding your hands in your lap, sitting in a meditative position. Your breathing steadies. All your gear is comfortable. It was made for you once they knew you would be the one, after all. You could almost think it was not there. You breathe deeply and wait. The whispers continue. But you are resolute. Until something emerges from the portal or you're pulled in, you will remain calm and steady in your soul. There's a faint breeze in here. It's nice. Cooling. You continue to breathe deep. Your body begins to heat up. Arousal. Rising. You know it's just a side effect. As you get nearer to the time when the portal will open, when you'll pass through, lust rises. Passing between dimensions. The new place is a place of lust, of the body's needs and the ability to fuck your thoughts away. No wonder demons love it there. They made it so. Yes, you're glad of your gear. You turn your mind to how sadly the village wished you farewell. There were many potential paramours who told you, if you did not have to go, they would happily have been with you forever, admiring your fine qualities, praising you, but that's what you say to the sacrifice. You know it's part of the tradition, trying to cheer you up, but you feel quite cheerful, or at least resolved. Whatever happens to the others, perhaps you can keep it from happening to you. You're surprised at just how light your gear is. You're actually starting to feel somewhat chilly from that breeze. You reach down for your flask, intending to take a swig of a potion that shields you from the elements. And your hand lands on your bare thigh. You open your eyes, having scarcely realized you closed them, and look down at your body. You're nude, completely, sitting on the smooth, clean stone of a room That is not quite the same. The portal is in front of you, but the walls are covered in glowing sigils. The air smells of spices. And something other. Something thick, but not unpleasant. Incense, perhaps? The place is bare. Barren. Nothing grows near the portal on either side. An ominous red light comes from the stones themselves, and it lets you see that this room is at least a little different in shape as well. This land. The land on the other side. You remember the legend, a place so completely controlled you feel the pulse of that lust again, controlled by the demonic presences, the lords of corruption and sin, that has lust in the very air, your arousal growing more quickly. It will grow more quickly from now on. But most insidiously, you remember that pleasure is amplified. You're going to have to keep track of your arousal and the quickened pulse and pleasured glow in you already rising. You not only want to fuck, but you know it would feel so amazing that it's a moral hazard to your very soul, fucking in a way which ignores and overcomes reason and restraint. As long as someone wants to, you might as well agree. You might as well fuck, you think. You pass through the portal without realizing it, and apparently your gear, all your fine equipment, was left behind. And you hear a movement from right behind you. You stir, trying to come up on hands and knees, preparing to rise from the meditative position, but all your limbs are so caught up in thoughts of pleasure that one of your hands slides toward the space between your legs, preparing to masturbate. You get it under control, but this movement sends you tumbling forward, slightly. The ground is surprisingly soft. Your vision fading. Fading. Heat. The last thing you remember is your hands between your legs, unable to even form the proper intent to masturbate, and instead just grinding and humping, slumping down, vision and thought fading as an almost shock runs through your whole body, pleasure bouncing and throbbing. The ground under you feels soft, so soft and yielding. The air here is warm. You might as well surrender for a little bit. Until you can get your bearings and clear your head. You didn't notice it at first, but for at least some of the time you were meditating, your body must have been heating up. You mistook your shivers for chills of cold, but you were really filled with feverish arousal. You know they were something else. Your breathing is deep. Your body is heavy. Something to do with passing through the portal, maybe? You don't know. You're laying on that softness, but something is happening. Something more. Something that feels really quite good. There's something firm and a little rough reaching between your legs, wrapped around your cock. Fingers, delicate, jerking away, stroking away, stroking your cock. Oh, you thought they were delicate, but actually, it's just that they were small and rough. Those palms, those fingers, firm, they know how to treat a cock, and you're already so hard, you're almost overflowing the small hand of the creature gripping you. It feels like you're huge by comparison. You groan, grunt, weak as you are, laying on the surprisingly accommodating floor of the portal room, the other side of the portal room. What you now realize is the other side. The stroking of your cock is continuous, and the pleasure that comes with it makes your mind hazy. The feeling of something small and firm teasing your rear entrance as well, and then spreading it. Lube there, something lubricating in your ass. There is heat as a lubricated finger slips inside and your cock pulses. That's when you detect something in front of you as well. Your eyes are working hard to focus through the pleasure. But yes, there's a creature there, about 3 feet tall. An imp, you recognize it from drawings, one of the ancient creatures from beyond the portal. But instead of defeating it, which you thought would be your impulse, you feel only one thing, lust. You watch as it raises its loincloth, the only clothing the red-skinned humanoid with its little horns and wings has, and a massive cock comes out. These creatures are ancient, but no, you're trying to fumble around in your training and find ideas, find thoughts about them, but all you can think about is that huge red-skinned cock, 8 inches long, in front of your face. You realize it's another imp behind you, slowly fingering your ass while he jerks your cock. You do the only thing that makes sense in your lust-addled frenzy. You open your mouth and begin moving your body forward and back, rocking gently, thrusting your hips. Your body just feels so hot. You need some relief. And if you just give in and indulge in the sex you want so badly, something, anything sexual, it'll help you get it out. The musky tip of his cock, the rounded mushroom head, comes against your lips, and you begin sucking it eagerly, enjoying the way your lips glide along the smoothness of the head. It's already coated in pre-cum. He groans when you suck, an obvious display of appreciation for the warmth and wetness of your mouth, and lust for you that mirrors yours for him. You capture that tip, it fills your mouth, and you suck. This one must be unusually well endowed. There's no way a cock like that would normally belong on a creature this size. You think that part intellectually, but physically, your lips are spread around the tip of the cock and you suck, tasting it. Salty, musky, your body has somehow been affected by passage through the portal, and you find the taste unquestionably pleasant. You are enjoying the flavor, the feeling, everything about this, and the fact that your cock is being stroked, and there are now two fingers, two small fingers lubed up and sliding in your ass, is only making it better. Apparently that other imp back there, for the touching is coming from down low, is just enjoying working your cock and watching it jump. Your balls are so hot, that lust, that inhuman lust in the air of this place that you're only now getting used to, is being banked down by the pleasant stroking. Whatever he's doing with those two well-lubed fingers in your ass is making your cock leak. You leak openly onto the ground. Roughly, the two position you between them, moving you a little bit away from the center of the room, so that while the one in front of you fucks your lips, the one behind pushes fingers in and out of your ass and jerks your cock at the same time. You hear them talking to each other, but it's very tough to focus on that when they're giving you so much pleasure, or to care about their words when you're sucking and dripping so much. Hard to think or care about their words while it tastes so good. Why does his cock taste so good? Something on his skin, or just the taste of his cum making you feel dirty, indulgent? The one behind you never lets up his massage on your prostate, or his jerking of your dick. You think to yourself about corruption, the ineffable property of this place. It must be leaking into you. If this is what a lesser creature, an imp, does to you just by their presence, how would you feel about a succubus or an incubus, one of the darker, more powerful creatures this place? But that doesn't matter. Right now, the one behind you never lets up his massage on your prostate or his jerking of your dick, but the roughness and use of your body like a sleeve for his enjoyment keeps your climax just out of reach. The experience is tantalizing. I didn't think it would happen this time, says one of the imps above, matter-of-factly, as he drives two fingers in your ass and curves them to massage that special spot inside your well-lubed hole. It always does. Zataz will be so happy when we bring this one back. Look how pliable it is, even more than the last one, says the one in front of you, gripping your head on either side and moaning as his cock pushes further into your mouth. You swallow around it, both to get his dripping, very salty cum into your body where you need it, you're craving it. You need it to get off. You need to get off. There's just too much lust in your system. That lust will only grow, but you also swallow to give pleasure. You roll your hips back, pushing your butt against the searching, prostate-massaging fingers behind you. And your cock jumps. Streams of your cum are pooling on the floor of the portal room. You hear an appreciative chuckle from the one behind you. Shouldn't we get this one to her, though? The boss might want to turn, too, says the one behind you, pushing his fingers tighter against your prostate, beginning to roll them left and right, widening your hole. You wonder if he's going to fuck you, and actually feel pretty positive about that idea. But he doesn't. He's just pushing fingers in and out of your ass and jerking your dick, continuously. Your cock likes the idea. It finally boils with heat. You think it's going to squirt at just imagining him fucking your ass, but he's only fingering and jerking. You let out a little groan around the cock buried in your throat, and you suck harder. You're so close, but the one you're sucking on, in between little gasps and moans, says, "Hold on there, don't let that cock squirt." He's strained and aroused as he says it. "Why not?" asks the one behind you. But, and then it is your turn to be surprised, you cry out as his fingers slide from your ass with a pop. This leaves you without your rear stimulation, and the only thing that was egging you on toward orgasm was that, given how roughly he's stroking your cock. But then he stops that, too. "The initial lust shock boiled its brain," explains the one in front of you. This sacrifice isn't going to be thinking clearly till it comes, and by then it'll be in Lethys's loving arms, explains the imp, strained through gritted teeth as you keep sucking. Stopping is the opposite of what you want, so you push your face forward, trying to replace the now absent stimulation in your butt and on your cock by spitting yourself forward upon his dick, drooling around it, pushing the imp's big red-skinned member into you, enjoying the musk, reveling in pushing your face against his crotch, drinking down the corruption, burying your nose at the base, or as close as you can get, with your throat straining, the spongy hardness pushing everywhere. Oh, plus, come on, look how good this is. We don't want it over too quick. The imp behind you chuckles and slaps your ass hard. You suck harder on the cock in front of you. Thick, salty pre-cum is now dripping in streams from that dick, mirroring your own, which is leaking on the floor even without being touched. You start bobbing your head on and off, trying to create more pleasure and trying to create more pressure. Your neglected, untouched cock is jumping, seeking any stimulation. You whine desperately, but bob your head fast enough to give the imp in front of you more pleasure. He said his goal was to get you to make him feel good, so you form the thought that if you make him feel better, you might get to feel the stroking again. He takes one hand off your head. You hadn't even noticed he was roughly face-fucking you. At some point there, you just started swallowing and sucking, and that's on top of your own movements and ministrations. Then he gestures to his partner. The fingers are back, jerking you. Two more sliding in your ass. Yes, yes. So we're just not gonna let it come? Asks the one behind you, sounding aroused as he watches your cock jerk. Nah, we'll fuck all the way there, says the one in front of you. I haven't gotten off this good in a while. The others are outside. I told them they had to wait while I bravely see if it's safe. I'm sure this little slut won't give us any trouble. You nod. You heard slut, and from the way your ass around that one imp's fingers feel, and your cock now being stroked again, blissful, wonderful stroking, you have to agree. The imp gives a cruel guffaw when he sees you nodding, but you just slurp his big cock. Something so satisfying about running your tongue all over it, its firmness, bigness, lapping his corrupted juices, still makes you feel dirty, filthy, pleasured. But wait, there was something else you heard, too. Something about how you might be able to think a bit more clearly if you came. It could be fun to think more clearly, too. But how to get off? They're deliberately making sure you don't, keeping you riding a razor's edge of edged denial. They also seem horny, though. And in your current state, though thinking normal thoughts is difficult, thinking horny thoughts and artificing more pleasure is easy. They're so horny they're thrilled to get to play with your body and make you feel good till you can't think. You can use that. You wait until the one behind you is thrusting his fingers against your prostate until the heat is at its peak. And you squeeze your ass tight as you can, which instantly makes that button pulse, a button that's milking your balls. You grind your hips back and manage to introduce enough of a shock, enough of a jerk in your system. Coming, you're coming, coming, your cock is squirting. You hear the imp behind you say, amid the squirts and squeezing. But before he can alert the imp in front of you, before the one you're sucking off can do anything at all, or note anything at all, you suck him deep. His cock deep in your throat while you're bucking your butt against the imp behind you, and your cock is squirting. So when he tries to pull his fingers out, you're squeezing on them hard. He tugs them out, but it just amplifies the pleasure in your dick. And the way you're sucking the one in front of you is exciting your brain so much that you really work it for all it's worth, and you squirt. You squirt. The process of coming feels so good. Long, drawn out, more arousing than it ordinarily is. This is so much better than you can imagine. A shaft in your mouth, making the pleasure stronger. You're squirting on the ground. The cock in your mouth is pulsing. He's coming, coming on your tongue. That corrupted cum, just like the imp's reddish, disproportionate cock. That cum makes you feel dirty, filthy, horny, lustful, and you groan, moaning around a mouthful of his thick seed as your cock squirts and squirts and squirts, both of you still coming at the same time. The room smells of sex, musk, this vast chamber filling up with heat somehow. The fingers have slid lubed out of your ass and left it empty, squeezing. You squeeze on the empty air and your cock comes harder, entire shaft jizzing on the ground in waves. Incredible, indescribable. It might be going to clear your head eventually, but right now you're in the fucking bucking throes of climax and still coming hard. Hot. The one grabbing your head, the imp now fucking your throat with no regard for the fact you've just come, as his cock disgorges its load of seed. He paints your throat and tongue. He's in a similar state. Maybe orgasm just feels better here, both of you lost in it together, sharing it, coming as he comes in your mouth, your cock throbbing but somehow still hard, you squeezing on nothing, clenching your ass, remembering the time when your prostate was getting milked, and you slowly, slowly, come down from it, managing to focus enough. You squeeze, clenching your ass, rising to your shaky feet slow, looming above the imps, who are each 3 feet tall, with long, shaggy, dark hair. Their little loincloths are flipped up to reveal the massive dicks underneath. And the one behind you, that watched you come from up close, that watched you squirt on the ground, he's jerking off and staring at you. One in front of you, too, whose cock just squirted, he grabbed hold of it. There's even a sticky trail of cum connecting your mouth to his cock. The glistening huge head of his red cock. The temptation of sucking it returns, but your brain's clearer with your dick gradually softening, having just disgorged that hot, hard, horny moment. Your cock painted. His cock painted with cum. He's staring. They're both staring between your legs, licking their lips. But they quickly regain composure, at least enough to try and tempt you. You can have pleasure, purrs the one who just came in your mouth. His face goes a bit slack when he says the word. Pleasure unending, says the other, still jerking off. The height you're standing to brings your cock level with their faces, and they both seem acutely aware of it. Even the one who just came is stroking hard now. You look at him. You're not quite sure why, but you look right in his eyes, and you swallow the load of cum in your mouth, thick, salty, running down your throat. Drinking it reminds you of the cock. You liked that. But this little gesture, this teasing thing you do, this arousing, sensual visual, it drives him out of control. He starts jerking. You're going to have to try and get the lustful urges from this world under control, but you just teased him, and his eyes have rolled back. He's jerking off. You look at him. You point at your cock. His eyes focus, and he surges forward, mouth open, sucking on you. All the muscles on your body are glistening with sweat, showing off your fine physique, and your cock is truly huge, as big as his, and big enough to fill his throat and mouth. He rushes toward you, fastening his mouth around the tip, and slides your cock as deep into his mouth and throat as he can, swallowing around it, running his little tongue, which is surprisingly firm, all over it. You grab his head by both sides, wrapping your hands around the base of his long ears, and you keep him sucking you, using them as handlebars, so you can fuck his throat. The fuck-mad little corrupted creature is sucking, lost to arousal, and who can blame it? You thrust. It's sucking on you. You keep his head in place, as he was gripping you before, and you begin to thrust. He briefly looks confused when the cock pushes past his rough lips and fills his head, but he's opening wide, receiving your thrust. You have no intention of letting him control the tempo, and he's more than happy to just let you pull him on and off of your cock. They said having an orgasm would help clear your head, and it did. You'd have to remember that, but you still want more. And more is between your legs, sucking your cock, his hands scrabbling underneath, roughly rubbing over your balls, massaging, trying to get a load of your cum in his mouth now, but good luck with that, you've just come. You still have the aftershocks in your system. You turn, peering over your shoulder. The other one is looking up at you, confused as you fuck his friend's face. He's watching as his friend, who was previously getting a hot blowjob from you, who just came, sucks you desperately. You notice the pool of your cum on the ground. The imp who is playing with your ass and cock is spreading his legs, staring at the pool. He looks at it, looks at you. He's still jerking off, and with an intense groaning sound, his body bucks. He squirts a load of his cum. You watch it sail and land in the same pool. And then he keeps jerking. His eyes don't really have much sense, much focus. He's just lusting beyond reason. And the one who's sucking your cock seems jealous that you're paying attention to anyone else because he redoubles his efforts. He takes you to the base, moves his head off, takes you down again. You smile at the dazed way the other one falls over after coming and keeps jerking. And you continue to face-fuck his friend. Eventually, your cock returned to rock hardness from its semi-solid state. You pull out. You slap your cock against the imp's face. He falls back on his butt. You rest your cock on his nose, on top of him. It's dripping saliva from his suction, your pre-cum, hot and hard. The smell of sexual heat in the room is rising. He crosses his eyes, fixated, like he can't quite help but give in to the desire, and just stare at your cock. You slap him on one cheek with it, enjoying the pleasure of impact, and then repeat on the other side, leaving wet trails of his spittle and your cum on his cheeks. He shivers, and between his legs you see he's been jerking off while sucking you. You couldn't tell by looking down because he was being kind of coy about it, keeping his lower body out of sight, and you were fixated on the fact he was sucking your gradually hardening member instead. Now he jerks a few times before your eyes, though, extending his tongue, begging to have you back in his mouth. His pupils are dilated. He's desperately sniffing the air. The corruptive lust is too much for him. You've teased him beyond reason, and he's jerking off. You notice his clear-headed friend is still doing the same, but now in a lazy, dazed way while watching you smack your big cock on the one who was sucking you. And then he comes. You look down at him, the imp you sucked, the one who sucked you, comes all over himself, jerking off to your dick on his face, and then falls over, exhausted and mewling in a puddle of his own cum. You remember what the warnings in one of the old books said. This is a place so thoroughly corrupted by the demonic entities, right down to the soil, that you can tease someone into giving up on combat, surrendering to their urges, and begging for sex. That people just have to accept that sometimes they're going to want to fuck, and they're going to consent to some fun, instead of struggling. There's so much pleasure here, you'll have to find ways to manage that corruption. And that probably will include engaging in some enjoyable consensual encounters to bed it down. Or masturbating a lot. You stumble a little. Your cock is still hard. They're both lying in pools of their own fluids and yours. You lean against the cave wall. Your ass is still trembling with heat. So much heat. You came. You got sucked off. Your cock is hard and covered in spittle. And outside the cave, still feeling pleasure all over your body. Leaving behind your two defeated opponents, teased and aroused, beyond reason. You step outside. The air is a little clearer here. You can think. You see a pair of comfortable pants and a tunic, among many other supplies in the cart. A great way to start your little camp. So you pick it up, and begin walking off with it. It seems the imp's friends fled when they didn't come back. Lucky for you. You'd rather avoid meeting a horde of those creatures until you have your bearings. Actually, the area around the portal doesn't look too bad. There's some innate protective magic spilling over from the other side. A few traps, set up a simple cottage, kick the imps out of here, make it clear what you'll do if they come back, which is probably fuck them senseless, but you'll cross that bridge when you come to it. Yeah, this place could be home. Time to get started. One of the imps said a name and referenced a woman, and they seem to be different people. Their boss, Zataz, whoever that is, and something about the previous champion. You wonder what happened to her. Having a mission hardens your purpose, but first things first. Tuck under this blanket you found. Get another orgasm out of you so your head is clear enough to begin exploring. You begin touching yourself, and though you wouldn't admit it out loud, it feels so much better than ever before. You're looking forward to finding who else is overcome enough by lust to help you get off. Maybe you can get some information. And maybe it'll be someone nice next time instead of just pervy imps.